Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, once again, God's Word gives us a very powerful message, if we're willing to hear it. It's not always an easy message, but it's one that leads to life, genuine life. So I urge you to pay heed. The first reading for this Sunday's Mass, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, is taken from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 to 7. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We're just straightforward out there. That's what we want to do. We want to cheat. We want to get more for our money than we should. We want to get more for our goods than we possibly could imagine. And so we'll diminish the ephah. We'll add to the shekel. We'll fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. In other words, they were dishonest, terribly dishonest. It's money, money, money. And doesn't that grip us at times? Doesn't that, in a certain way, consume us at times? I can make more money here if I do this. And then it's how easy is the move over into something dishonest. When I don't get what I want by honest labor, well, I could cut corners here. I could do this here. I get the money. I get the power. I get the possessions. It eats us, brothers and sisters. And we have to decide that if that is an area that's consuming you, maybe you haven't done anything dishonest yet. But money, possessions, that kind of thing are at the center of your life. How can I make more? How can I pay less for this in order to have more? And it's very easy to tip over the line into dishonesty. Very easy. And here, through the mouth of the prophet Amos, he just summarizes what's going on. People are being very open about it here. We'll buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. Even what's left over, even what's really no good, we'll sell it. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never, never will I forget a thing they have done. I want to speak to those of you out there who fight the battle of greed, who fight the battle of wanting more and more things so that you can have more and more power, more and more influence. God would give you the grace to stand up to that today and say, no, I will not cheat the poor to get what I want. Oh, we might not do it directly, but indirectly, that's the effect. Before God, we're held responsible for that. Who are those you work with? Do they have good values? Who are those you trade with? Who are those you buy from? Are they honest people? Are they using the money you give to get the goods you want? Are they using it for good purposes? That's why it's important to say, who do we patronize? Who do we buy from? Who do we work with? Very serious questions. Because God says, never will I forget a thing they have done. We have to be sure that we're honest in every way that we can. We don't sometimes know what happens to our money when we buy something, buy goods, but we can pay attention to the people from whom we buy. What's most important is what's in your heart. Is it greed? Is it the desire for power, for possessions, for influence, for significance? What eats at you? Pay attention to that. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever, now and forever. He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill he lifts up the poor. God looks for the poor. Do you pay attention to the poor, or do you discard, ignore, avoid? God's with the poor, brothers and sisters. In Paul's letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was a testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed, this is Paul, I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying. I was appointed preacher and apostle, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish then that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying we can live in peace and harmony if we live in justice, if we live in mercy, if we are good to those who have less than we do. And not just once, not one big time gift, but daily. Daily in the application of what we have been given. How do we use it? Why do we use it? What do we do with the gifts we've been given, the money we've been given in this case? Are the poor being served or not? Don't say, well, I let that to other people. No, it's incumbent on every single one of us to care for those in need. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him, and he said, What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship. Each of us will have to do that, brothers and sisters, before God one day. Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. And the steward said to himself, What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. So he called in his master's debtors one by one. And to the first he said, How much do you owe my master? And he replied, 100 measures of olive oil. And he said to him, Here's your promissory note. Sit down quickly. Write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, You, how much do you owe? And he replied, 100 cores of wheat. And the steward said to him, Here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world, he says, are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. We are called to be children of light, brothers and sisters. Light. Walk in the light. Be honest. So he's trying to make friends with these people. He's lowering their debt so that he says when he gets kicked out of being the steward of this large house or whatever the property entails, that they will take him in because he was good to them. Brothers and sisters, what are we doing? We should be very good to the poor because God sees. He sees everything, and we will have to render an account one day. What have I done with what I've been given? The gospel continues, For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. Pay attention to that. It's true. It's really true. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth, the wealth of the kingdom? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? If you're not trustworthy, most people say, I'm not trusting him. I don't want anything to do with him. No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Brothers and sisters, essentially what this gospel is telling us, it's using the poor and riches, etc., to demonstrate it. But essentially, what this gospel is saying is you cannot serve two masters. You cannot uphold the world's values and at the same time try to live by the gospel values. They will clash. They will corrode. And so will you. You can't serve two masters. So the question is, which master will you serve? This is a very, very important question. Once again, don't straddle. Once again, don't try to satisfy both the world and God. Because there will come a point where you will have to choose. And if you're in a pattern of trying to play both sides, it will cave in on you. Choose the gospel values. Choose what God has given us. He's given us grace. He's given us power through His Holy Spirit to live a life that is righteous and a life that is generous to those in need. A life that doesn't hoard for oneself, but generously gives and makes available to others. Whether it be in time, or talent, or treasure. Many of us don't have a lot to give, but we do have time. How do I spend my time? Do I look for the needs of others? Do I look to serve them? Brothers and sisters, in every town in this country, in every city, certainly, the poor are there. Do you look for them? Or do you try to avoid them? Do you reach out to them in need, and not just throwing them a token, but really looking at them, seeing them as another human being who is in great need, and reaching out with whatever you have, your time, your talent, your gifts, your abilities, or your money. Pay heed to this gospel, brothers and sisters. Pay heed. Because as American citizens, we will have to render an account. As Catholics, we will have to render an account. As individuals, we will have to render an account. May it be for His glory. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.